Ladies and gentlemen, the Hold Up Podcast.
Hold up.
Justin, oh my God.
Bad,
you,
huh?
You like, no, the sound, it wasn't the sound quality. It was you like legitimately like cocked yourself back, you know? Like you like really, yep, you leaned back.
Well, I got a chair really, that leans, you know? Look at that.
Yeah.
People can't really see, they got to get the Patreon to see what's happening here, but you know, you can really see me lean.
Yeah, it's. I mean, people can hear it because you sort. Not that I can't hear you when you lean away, but it just sounds like a little bit more reverby. But
yeah,
it's a great effect when you lean back like that. It's like a Doppler effect for the holdup.
Yeah, hell yeah, Doppler. We're Doppler in here on the holdup, and I got a nice hard lean.
Okay, I'm John Stenning.
Justin Adam K.
We're here with return guest Stephen Simonelli. Stephen, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Recently on our 100th episode, right? That's right.
Yes.
We talked about a whole bunch of things. It was sort of at the beginning of lockdown-ish, and here we are. So still doing it on video recording. Just before we started, we were talking about our T-shirts. Can we go back over everyone's T-shirts?
Yeah, what do you have, Steven?
So it's a white T-shirt with Garfield sitting on a beach saying, "Call my school, tell them I died."
Yeah, that's a great shirt.
I mean, that is a dark shirt.
That's not really dark, is it?
I mean,
no, it's funny. He wants us to stay at the beach.
Yeah, but to call the school to tell them you died is implying that, like, he's a kid. I don't know. I just don't feel like you can get away with telling schools that.
How long live? Like 18 years?
Yeah.
Cats live some. Yeah, cats, yeah.
Feel like Garfield, that would be better if it was, like, call my work. I just don't.
Tell them I died?
Yeah, I just feel like the joke.
Because it's school, you think like Garfield's like a kid?
Yeah, I feel like talking about kids dying somehow.
You're the one who, that's you, dude.
Yeah, no, it's me. But it's school. You say, call my school. I don't know.
I like that it's dark.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's funny because it's a cat, so.
Yeah, now we've been talking about Stephen's shirt for
a not just a cat, everyone's favorite feline.
Now, let me ask you something. There are other famous felines, and I want to know how you feel about them, whether it be your Felix the cat or your Heathcliff. Did you say Heathcliff can die? Is that what you said? Dude, okay, I couldn't agree more. Heathcliff is so whack.
It's why? Unbelievable. He's like a punk Garfield.
He's like a bitch Garfield.
Is he?
Dude, honestly, the Heathcliff comic is bad. It's a bad comic. It's bad.
Hmm.
Oh, you know who's a good one? You ever read the Get Fuzzy comics?
No, no. I'm not familiar. Oh, actually, yes.
I was going to go. I think I have one of the books from him. But
do you really? Do you like comics? Yeah. Comic strips and stuff?
Not really. They're mostly terrible, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like 90% of them are bad. But I do like a couple of them. Get Fuzzy is a good one. And because I liked it, like someone gave me the book as a gift.
Yeah. I like Garfield. I love how he's like super cynical, and I mean he hates Mondays. I hate every day of the week, but that means I hate Mondays too. You know, yeah, it's fun.
Well, and he loves lasagna.
Lasagna's good. Yeah.
I'm more of an
eggplant parm guy. So
I used to buy all the Garfield books.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yeah.
Someone told me once, like in an effort to discredit Garfield, that it was just the creator like not trying on purpose, and I said that's kind of. You know, makes it better.
It's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who's trying to knock Garfield. Why?
I only remember Heathcliff cartoons.
And felines.
Sorry.
Justin, Heathcliff had a cartoon and a comic strip.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. I'm just remembering the cartoon and I feel like I liked the cartoon. Like, I don't know why, but I just.
If anyone's
feel like,
listened to other episodes of the show, makes perfect sense. Sorry.
Who's coming out for the Heathcliff episode?
I hope someone.
Justin by himself. Just Justin?
Yeah, no one shows up.
Yeah. Steven, what were you saying? You can name five famous cats. Is that what you were saying?
That's what you were saying. Like, what are the top ones? Or how do you feel about other ones, I guess? So what are
yeah.
you? We got Jerry. Or no, Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Tom and Jerry. So I feel like he doesn't stand alone well. You need Jerry.
I agree.
Yeah. Sylvester the cat. Ah, yes, from Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Yeah, but he also needs Tweety.
True. He needs Tweety.
Interesting
dynamic here. Those are just the same. It's like the same
dynamic. It's the same. Yeah. And I don't know if there's another cat. I don't have any ideas.
There's other ones.
There's definitely other cats.
On topic for today.
Who?
What was it?
Sabrina.
Oh, Salem the cat, right. Well, there's the Aristocats.
Oh, yeah. None of them stand out on their own.
No.
I don't really – I'm not super into the Aristocats. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's a Disney movie, animated.
Oh, I think I remember that now.
Yeah.
Is Ratatouille a cat? No, he's a rat.
That's a rat.
That's Catatouille. I think you're thinking of Catatouille.
Oh, Catatouille. Classic sequel to great film Ratatouille.
On the head quite as well, being an entire cat.
Yeah, he's just he's just like an American cat that loves to eat cheeseburgers.
Oh, I like that. That's his memory. Like his mom cooked cheeseburgers. Well, that's
like, you know, where Ratatouille is like a world famous chef. Catatouille is just like some bullshit guy from Brooklyn who just.
That's
like,
not the rat's name.
The rat's name is Remy.
Okay, look. Come on, guys.
Justin. Ratatouille is a dish. Ratatouille is a dish.
Justin, don't you have a pop culture podcast?
I can't stress that I don't watch movies. I could talk about TV all day, but movies is
Justin,
just, boom.
Yeah, you do have like a pop culture blind spot for movies.
Yeah.
Except for
Fast that's all right. and Furious.
Except for Fast and Furious, right.
And Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Still does that Garfield also have Bill Murray in it?
Yeah, it does. I think it does. I don't
know. Both of them? That's so bad.
All right. Well, you kind of alluded to it, Stephen. We're talking TV today. This is a mini-sode. I guess normally, actually, I'm jumping the gun. You got any quarantine routine stories? My favorite thing, quarantine routine. I love saying that.
No.
Okay, then. no. You going back to work soon?
Yeah, are you back to work?
I've been working 20 hours a week, so half time.
Nice. Is that from home or you're going somewhere?
I'm going into work, into the office. Yep.
Wow. Is it like a lot of people in the office or is it only a few?
No, that's kind of it's like everyone's on half time, so it's pretty empty. We're only doing like 2 days a week. So there's like 3 people out of normally like 15 people in the office.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. Okay. So I'm going to go into the game that we are going to play today, which is TV-based. We got a trivia game today. And it's all about TGIF. You guys remember that ABC block of shows, Friday
thank
nights?
Goodness, it is Friday.
Yeah, not thank God. They couldn't have that on this kind of.
I don't say.
Are we gonna pop the TGIF like intro in right there?
We could, yeah.
Hold on. I don't know if we're gonna do that.
No, I mean we could.
We definitely could. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't stress enough though that we're not gonna.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, Justin, because you could have left it up in the air. But sorry, Stephen. You know we're still not great at not talking over each other on video chatting. So.
Me neither.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm going to ask questions. John and Steven, you guys are going to...
Your shirts.
Trying to talk about your shirt. Well, no. John, what's your shirt? I feel like I already talked about my shirt. That's why.
Justin and I talked about his Mostradamus shirt before we started, before Steven was in the call. It's a great shirt. I complimented it from the start. Mostradamus, Anthony Green. I mean, Justin can explain it way more than I can, but... you know, Anthony Green, he's got his little own private label. Sometimes he puts out his own music. It's called Mostradamus. He put out these shirts. Justin grabbed one probably like 2010, 2011 or so. He's been rocking it ever since. He wishes he could wear it more, but unfortunately the color blue clashes with sometimes the blue jeans that he wears often. But during the summer, it goes really well with a pair of khaki shorts.
I've never been more attracted to you, John.
Thanks. I just like to tell you, just like to let you know that even though sometimes I'm mean to you, I do listen.
Hey. I love it. That's what makes a relationship work.
I have a Run the Jewels shirt on. Run the Jewels 4.
Oh, that looks like RTJ4. Oh yeah, you just said that.
Yeah, RTJ4. Yep.
How do you like that album, John?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm obsessed with it. I listen to it quite a bit. I think the song Just might be the song of the summer for me. So we'll see.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Have you guys listened to it? Do you care about it?
Oh, I've listened to it a bunch. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I downloaded it because it was free download off their site, but I haven't really listened to it yet.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's like perfectly timed with the political, socioeconomic climate that we're in. It's
very, very well timed, poignant,
spot on. I mean, not that they haven't always been like political and sort of on the cutting edge of that. Like they've sort of always been that sort of old school hip hop where they rap about shit that matters. But right now, that sort of stuff, I guess, matters more than it ever has. Right. So it's great. Yeah, it's great. Check it out. RTJ4, Run the Jewels.
And that's, I mean, speaking of that, I mean, they put it out early. Like that was supposed to come out in September, and it was like, you know what? It's the last week of May. Let's just go for it. It's done. Why are we waiting on it? The vinyl will come out when it comes out. That's basically
yeah. And the shirt, like I pre-ordered the shirt, like I think in May or April or something, and they were like, "Oh, we're shipping them." And so they're I know they're shipping other stuff early too. So that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Right. So you made a game for us, and it's
and I'm not participating in this game.
You're not participating.
No, after last week's debacle where I picked a game that I got to play as well and everyone gave me shit about it.
Okay, everyone meaning me and Mark. And, correct.
And then all the listeners, I assume.
Oh, dude.
They just mumbled to themselves at home.
Oh, man. I got actual, like, letters, like actual mail.
Yeah, I mean, well, we had this. As much as our listeners hated me participating, they love the post office. They want to keep the post office running, so they sent letters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to keep the post office going. Okay, so sorry, Justin. Yes. You got this game. Do I need to write anything down or anything?
I guess we do because otherwise you'll give each other your answers potentially. So we should have a writing utensil and something to write down these answers.
Steven, if you need to get up and grab something, we can wrap for a second. So what's going to happen is you're going to ask us a question and both of us are going to answer, right?
Yes. So the way I'd like to do this, although I kind of want to save it until Steven's back, because it's a little caveat to the game.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
And it's actually that you're just playing. That's the caveat. It's just you versus you, and you turn the game on its head.
I'm just going to read statistics about TGIF to everybody for the next 20 minutes, and that's
look at all this information that I know. Yeah. Check out all this trivia I brought to the page.
Yeah. This is off the top of my head.
Yeah. You're obviously reading like Trump is at every single rally.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's by himself. So.
Yeah. Zing that motherfucker.
We're already more people listening to us than he had. So.
I heard that his campaign said that 12,000 people were there, but the fire department of Tulsa said that 6,200 were there. That's about half of what they said.
Yeah, I saw something on Sunday, the day after, that said there were 16,000 people there, down from 100,000, which I still was like, good. Like, I mean,
you mean on the premises. I mean inside.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. I think that was like locally was like originally touted as 100,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steven. We were just talking shit about Trump. So do you have anything you'd like to say real quick or?
Keep America great. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck Trump.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
All right, cool. So here's the caveat to this game. I have 29 questions, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
We can stop at any point. I just will want to make sure we get to the last two questions, and I'll tell you why in a second. But the first 29 questions are all multiple choice. So if you can get the answer without me reading the multiple choice answers, then you get 2 points.
Is that a buzzer? Do we have to?
No, that's why you can write it down. So if you know your answer, you can just show, you know.
So if you feel confident about it and you want to just write it down, boom, 2 points. But if you're not so confident, you wait till get the multiple choice and then maybe you can scoop up 1 point. Is that sound about right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, but then how do I stop him from reading you the choices?
You can just say, I wrote mine down.
Oh, okay.
We'll know. And
we'll just have like a stopgap between the 2 point and the 1 point.
I'm pretty good at doing things off camera though without you guys knowing I could cheat. No, I'm just kidding.
Justin, I mean, Justin's going to run a tight ship here, so you're not going to be able to cheat.
Yeah, yes. Get out of here with this cheating. Immediately trying to cheat right off the bat. I worked hard on this game, Steven.
I'm not trying to. I just warned you that I could.
No, it's okay. I know. But we're going to be honest because thank goodness it's Friday.
Thank goodness.
Okay. First question.
It is Monday. This episode comes out on a Tuesday. Sorry, go ahead.
Release it late?
Well, this is going to inspire everybody on Friday in between COVID movie Twitter nights to watch some TGIF episodes on like Disney Plus or whatever.
There you go. Okay, perfect.
All righty. Question one. Set in Chicago, this show is about two cousins who live together, one from a Mediterranean island with a strong accent, the other originally from Wisconsin and recently moved to Chicago. Name this show.
I have it.
I think I do, but...
If you need the clues, I will hold my hands up like this.
I'll take the clues.
I will not be writing anything else down. Okay. So the clues are A, Family Matters, B, Full House, C, Step by Step, D, Perfect Strangers.
All right. Stephen is writing down his answer.
Yes. Sorry. I'm not good at hosting. I'm in the zone of writing my...
We're co-hosts, man.
Yeah.
I can co-host with you as long as you'll have me.
Oh, hell yeah, bud. I love you.
All right, Stephen, you have your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote down...
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
So it's John with two, Stephen with one.
Which I've never seen.
Me neither.
I don't remember that at all.
I watched it very little. Probably reruns. Like, I watched a lot of, like... Nick at Night in like TV Land as a kid, like really late at night, I would just like have that on, like while I was like reading or whatever, just in bed, not being able to sleep. And that was something that would come on like after Step by Step or like before Full House, something that I really liked to watch. Dare I say it, I'm a guy that loved The Cosby Show. I absolutely have seen every single episode of The Cosby Show more than once and never again. So. Ruined it for me. Thanks, Cosby. Jeez. All right.
Okay. A set of identical twins separated at birth accidentally meet each other while shopping at the mall with their adopted parents. Shortly after meeting, the twins end up living in the same house. What show is this? All right. John's got an answer without waiting for multiple choice.
I need the multiple choice.
Steven needs multiple choice. We have
Should I be putting my hands up like this again?
I don't know. No, I can catch you.
I can sit on my hands, but you won't be able to tell. Sorry.
We have A, Sister, Sister, B, Boy Meets World, C, Full House, D, Perfect Strangers.
Is every D going to be Perfect Strangers?
I hope so.
It'd be
really funny. All right. Sister, Sister it is. Yes, that is correct.
I forgot about Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Yep. Brother, smart guy, Taj Mowry.
Taj Mowry.
He's a
smart guy. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Smart guy. Remember that? Wow.
I do remember that, yes.
Great theme.
Steven, you're writing very big. You are going to run out of room unless you have a lot of extra paper.
I took a whole stack.
But we're great.
I don't like to waste paper, so I don't want to keep...
And for those who are curious how big Steven's writing, Patreon. Get on it. You can watch video. All right. Number three. This show highlights the coming-of-age events of a boy along with his best friend, girlfriend, and crazy brother. They learned many life lessons from their beloved teacher. Name this show.
Oh, wow.
I think you guys are going to get
this. Teacher was a big, big clue for me.
Yeah.
I mean... No, it wasn't. Was it?
Okay. What the fuck?
Right. I
didn't know. I had no idea what you were talking about. I was pulling at strings inside my brain until you said teacher. And as soon as you said teacher, I pretty much knew what you were talking about.
I knew from the beginning when he said the coming of age tale of a boy. I was like,
Wow. No, not me.
That's what I thought was going to give it away.
I guess there could be other options, but it was the first one that came to mind. And then when he kept going, I was like, okay, yeah.
So we're going to reveal our answers before... Any
Boy Meets World. That's 2-2.
Yep. There we go.
All right. S 2. Cool.
Justin is doing a play by play of keeping score.
I gotta type it down, or this is gonna go. Yeah. All right. I probably should have done a spreadsheet. That would have been but anyway.
Don't you love spreadsheets?
I do, but I ended up using Notepad like an idiot because it just was quicker to get to. All right. It was the Brady Bunch of the 90s. A divorced contractor and a widowed beautician meet, fall in love, and get married. They each have three children from previous marriages. The series showcases the challenge of living in a blended family. What's the name of this show?
A lot of ABC shows, or a lot of these shows, were just like rehashes of old shows, by the way. Like,
agreed.
Yeah.
But we're
sorry, there was an ant on my wall. I had to get it.
All right. So, Steven, I'm sorry. You knew the answer, too? You're good to go?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What is the answer?
Step by step.
Take it day by day. It's not how it goes.
That's the first thing I think of when I watch Too Many Cooks, like, is that intro. It's 2 minutes long of that, like, absurd song.
I love Too Many Cooks.
It's great. And
yeah. Okay. Number five. Again, we do not have to do all 30 questions. We can, whenever you guys are like, I'm done with this.
You're doing it. You're the game master, my man.
As soon as it's locked up, you know, like if John gets into a position where he can't win anymore, I mean, why not someone wrap it up?
I like that thinking. I like that. Okay.
Okay.
Competitive over there, you motherfucker.
Yeah, right now John's in the lead because of you guys have gotten all the right answers though, so it's good.
Yeah, but I
still keeping it close. Yeah.
Yeah, keeping it close. Number five, a neat freak father, a musical uncle, and a comedic best friend band together to raise three young girls after their mom is killed in a car accident. Which show is this?
Should I do this?
Oh.
Oh, that's
a game. If you don't know the answer.
And if you want to know what John's doing, again, Patreon.
I was doing the cut it out thing.
Yeah, I think so. We
just
all know
so
the
everyone
answer
knows
to that.
I was doing the cut it out thing that Dave Coulier does in the show.
Full House. Hell yeah. J2, S2.
You guys watch Fuller House ever?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately.
I watched the whole first season, but that's when I fell off. But I didn't, it wasn't great.
But you didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it.
It's good when they get the OGs to come back, and
yeah,
they did that a lot.
It's too little.
Yeah, it's not enough. But the first season did that a lot.
There's what?
Is there an Olsen twin episode?
No,
Michelle.
They never came back. They never came back,
and I don't think they ever will. I think it's done after this season.
Good for them.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, set in Oakland, California. This show focused on a former NBA player who became a teacher and a coach in the local high school. Name this show.
Oh man, I know what it is, but I can't think
that
of
it. That was me humming the theme. I just hummed it.
Because I know exactly, I can picture him. I can picture it.
I feel like I know part of it, but not the whole name.
All right, you know what? I'll take the multiple choice.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we have Sister, Sister. B, Dinosaurs. C, Family Matters. D, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I'm just writing the letter. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a smart idea.
I'm just writing the letter. All right, revealing.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Nice.
Yeah, I didn't remember the name of him at all.
I remembered his name, but I was like, "What is the first part?"
If you had just said Mr. Cooper, I would have given you that answer. I just want to throw that out there.
Wow, Justin, you're fair game master. Wow, what a guy.
What if I choose to answer before the clues and then I put the letter?
That'd be so weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's D.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have an answer? I wrote a young girl. What is your answer? Number seven. Young girl discovers on her 16th birthday that she has special gifts. She lives with her two aunts who guide her on how to properly use those talents. She also has a pet talking cat. What show am I describing?
I think we're good. Okay. We're good here.
I have my answer.
What do we got? Sabrina. That's not the theme song.
No.
What is the theme song? Does it have one?
Yeah, it does. She's in it's kind of rocking. She's like, and she's looking in the mirror
rock.
And it's just like, she's always doing this. And
yeah, it changed every couple seasons, but it was mostly her like in the mirror, like changing her outfits with magic.
Yeah. And then the last season was awful. It was like her in a college and it was like with her friends. And I was like, I can't handle this. I don't like this.
The new one is really good.
Oh yeah. Like the dark one that doesn't have Melissa.
The one with Kieran and Shipka. I love it.
Yeah. That was cool. That's a cool show.
But it's like dark, yeah.
I'm waiting for that to spin off and do a Riverdale cross whatever, because technically they live in
the same
universe. Yeah.
Same universe, yeah.
Okay, number eight. A spinoff from another TGIF show This show focuses on the life of a police officer and his family, along with the antics of their pesky next-door neighbor. John knows.
I'll even tell you what show it spun off.
That's impressive, because I didn't know that until after reading that question.
I'll tell you how, too.
Steven, do you know? You good?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, what do you guys got? Boom, Family Matters. What show, John?
Perfect Strangers, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I believe Harriet, the mother, she was a role in Perfect Strangers. And I hate to make such an assumption just because that she's a female on television, but I believe she was some sort of cleaner or something for the Perfect Stranger in the Perfect Strangers universe. Huh. Does that make
that's
sense?
literally out of fucking that's how Facts of Life started too.
That's how Facts of Life was a spinoff of what?
Of Silver Spoons with really? Gary Coleman and his brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She was the maid for those guys, and then she went on to be.
So maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm conflating the two. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. Based on Steven's thing saying how ABC just rips off everybody else, that seems probably totally reasonable.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Okay, number 9. This show, based off a movie, had the same characters as the movie. Name the show. Not the same actors and actresses, though. Actually, it might. I actually don't want to say that. I have no idea about that last one.
But not all of them.
Yeah. I need the clues.
All right. Are you ready, Steven? You knew?
No, I know. I was going to give a hint, but it was too obvious.
Okay, so, but you already wrote down your answer. You're good. You're going to get the 2 points.
I'm good.
Okay.
Hands up.
A, Clueless. B, Step by Step. C, Sabrina. D, Full House.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
Only the first, season.
Yeah, it did not last. It was a very short-lived show.
Well, it switched networks.
But it was Clueless was the answer for those listening.
Clueless. So, I'm sure I even looked that up when we recently watched that movie together, some of us.
Yeah, a bunch of people went and watched the show afterwards.
It totally escaped me. Wow.
And when you said clues, I was going to say.
Clues, there you go. Damn, yeah.
Okay, question 10. This show, based on the Sinclair family, they were not your run-of-the-mill family.
Got it.
What show is this?
Oh, that was the whole thing?
That was the whole thing. I can add one thing. Characters are named after oil companies.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but many.
So there's an Exxon and a BP?
There is a BP for sure, yeah. I don't know if there's an Exxon off the top of my head. I can't remember.
I'm gonna need the clues.
Okay, John, you got it right, just so I don't lose track of that. Okay. All right, so we have A, Family Matters, B, Boy Meets World, C, Dinosaurs, D, Full House.
This is one I forgot was TGIF.
Yeah. So what is the answer, gang?
Dinosaurs.
That's right. Sorry. There it is.
Okay. So we did a lot of the shows. Now we're going to get into some deep cuts. Questions 10 through or 11 here through the next few.
All right.
All right.
What's the score?
Wow. It's John. It's going to be probably mostly you.
What?
Because I think you have majority of the two answers, and Steven's got
how
like
are you
one.
Keeping score?
Oh, I'm gonna have to tally it at the end. I can't do it off the top of my head. All right.
You should have used Excel or something.
Yeah, I should have used Excel. I'll copy and paste the answers into Excel. I'll do some whatever.
Whatever.
I could have just kept score. This is insane.
Right.
Listen.
Tally marks, bro. Okay, go ahead. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, that would have been way easier. That didn't even cross my mind. All right. What were the four original shows for the TGIF lineup?
Wow. Okay. So do these have multiple choice or no?
I do have multiple choice. Everything is multiple choice till the final two questions. Hmm. So same rules apply till the final two questions.
Oh, I'm going to need the multiple choice. I'm not going to even try to risk it here.
Yeah, I'll take multiple choice.
Okay, we have. Actually, and there's only three multiple choice. So, A.
Copy.
That's fine. That's a lot of reading.
Yeah. A, Perfect Strangers, Full House, Mr. Belvedere, Just the 10 of Us. B, Perfect Strangers, Full House, Step by Step, and Boy Meets World. C, Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step, and Boy Meets World.
Okay, Justin.
What?
I have my answer.
Why are you skeptical?
Because I'm skeptical of my answer.
Oh, got it. I thought you were skeptical of my question, which I was...
No, it's a great question.
Okay, flip them. It is A.
Damn. Mr. Yeah. Belvedere, fuck you. He sat on his own balls. Look it up. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah. All right. So that could have put you guys at a tie, I think. I mean, just
guessing. If someone was keeping score, it could have.
Yeah, I have no real idea. I mean, I do. But I think that was a big move for you, Steve.
Nice.
All right. Number 12 in Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Mark Cooper formerly played for what professional basketball team?
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, these get into like the nitty-gritty of the show.
I'm going to just try to guess. I'm going to try to get 2 points.
Me too, to be honest.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure. What do you have, wow. John?
Oh, hell yeah, Warriors. we both
Warriors.
Oh, yeah,
the Warriors is right. How did you guys know that?
You said it took
that?
Place Oakland. In Oakland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Steven, context hell yeah. Books. NBA's coming back, baby. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah, July 31st.
I thought the Golden State Warriors were from Oregon.
No,
that's Golden State. Wow. They actually just moved to San Francisco, but
like
they
the
played in Oakland.
Golden Gate Bridge, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, who knew? Is there
Golden
an Oregon
State
team?
Is Portland Trailblazers.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, sports.
Should be a Washington team, too.
There should be, but the fucking Sonics should have never moved right out of Seattle.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 13. What was the name of Sabrina's quizmaster in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Wow, good question. I'm going to need the multiple choice.
Yeah, me too.
We have A, Dudley, B, Quigley, C, Albert.
I mean, really not making it easy with those multiple choices either, because they're all... Like, would be.
Perfectly. I think John got it. John seemed to confidently write his answer down upon multiple choice.
My confidence, all my confidence in my life is fake. Every time that you think, wow, John's confident, it's not real. I'm putting it on and I'm fooling everyone. So there's a little peek behind the curtain.
That's why they say fake until you make it.
Exactly.
All right, what do we got? I'm sorry, the answer is C, Albert.
Oh, man, that was, what a trick. Two that sound like and one that doesn't, and it's the one that doesn't.
Thank you. I thought the same way. I was like, it's going to be Quigley. This is so stupid.
Yeah, like fucking Albert coming out of nowhere. No.
All right. Next question. Dinosaurs related.
Okay.
At the conclusion of a very special episode, Robbie talks to the audience about drug addiction. What fictional drug did he find that when ingested made him feel happy?
I don't.
Is that the name of the episode?
No.
You said a very special episode.
Yeah, it's because it was the drug episode. I'll tell you, I never will forget the Mr. Cooper.
I think John's got it, but can I have the clues?
No, yes. I want the clues. I wrote something down, but I actually want the clues. I'm hoping that my guess is right, but I'm going to try to just go for 1 point instead of 2 points.
All right, we have A, leaf, B, root, C, we say so.
Well, it wasn't one of the ones I wrote down.
We say so. Well, I won't give that. Sorry. I mean, it's obviously not that one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Which is a play on the episode that they did about war, which was called We Are Right. That's where that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I have my second answer.
All right. What do we got? Root and B with root. It is leaf.
Wow.
A leaf.
Man, oh, like weed. Like, yeah. I thought it was tar. Tar is what I thought
like
originally.
I mean, tar would have been good because like that's way worse than black, you know, this black tar heroin, right? The tar pits. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I should have written for that fucking show.
All right. I love this question. This is I only got it on the multiple choice, but it's good. It's a good question.
Justin played this trivia game in private before.
Yeah.
After he made it.
Yeah, right. During a flash forward episode of Boy Meets World, Corey's older brother, Eric, gives up his worldly possessions and becomes a hermit and goes by what name?
I'm going to need the clues. I feel like
same.
All right. Dances with dweebs, plays with squirrels, lives with feenies.
I like how, okay. Did you make these up, these answers up, or no? These multiple choice answers?
No, I didn't make these answers up.
Oh, okay. Say them again. I'm sorry. One more time.
A was dances with dweebs. B is plays with squirrels. C is lives with feenies.
And he became a hermit?
Yeah, and this is like a flash forward. So it never actually came to fruition.
I have a guess.
All right, my paper's wild, but here, going.
I'm going with B too.
Yes, it is plays with squirrels. That was in a commercial. Nice. It was in the commercial. J1, S1. Okay. 16. We're halfway through. You guys think you're getting done with this, or you want to keep going?
Keep going.
I mean, this is great, but I wish I knew what the score was.
Yeah, if we're halfway through, should we get like an update?
Yeah, all right, sure. Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute here.
Talk amongst ourselves.
John, this is absolute bullshit.
It's so funny. Like, Justin could have made it so much easier on himself by like starting to count the score at like question 10, but he decided to wait till now to count them.
Well, I can't read and count these up, guys.
Stop talking and keep counting, my man.
Oh, I am. I'm
right. You told us to talk amongst ourselves, which we were just about you.
Okay.
Getting hot in here. I got the windows closed.
That's why it's distracting.
Pop a window open.
I was afraid people are always mowing their lawns in my neighborhood.
Yeah, there's always sirens. I live near the hospital, but it's been fine.
Oh my god, this is a disaster. All right, hold on one second.
Still going. Okay, cool. So, Steven, I think I see some chips behind you. Are those some chips on the table?
Werther's Originals.
Oh, what are those? Are good. Just like the regular old hard candy?
Yeah.
Nice. I like those. Those are solid.
Yeah. Staple amongst old people.
Dude, would you consider yourself an old soul or no? You just like Werther's Originals.
I think my friend left them here.
Gotcha.
It was actually, he bought them as part of a Halloween costume.
Oh.
We were George St. Giegelin and Gil Faison.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's like they have like jokes about Werther's original. So he was Gil. He had the Werther's.
Then Justin is still counting.
I've had like four since then. So I keep them around to pop one in every once in a while.
Are you a big candy person?
No. Well, I like gummies.
Yeah. What's up, Justin?
We are at John 21, Scott. Steven?
Oh my god. 20.
Sorry, the S was just I just was reading the S, all right? I 20.
I'm going to have to bleep that out so that
you
know who doesn't get his hopes up.
Oh yeah, if he thinks I was impersonating him.
That was intentional. Yeah. So John, you're up by 1 point.
Okay, cool. Close all game. Right. So let's keep going then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm good.
One more and I can have a drink.
We're almost at the 40-minute mark, so maybe we could. I mean, minisode. So who knows? Whatever. Let's do it.
I'm along for a minisode. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. No, it's not. Why, don't be sorry. What the?
My fault.
No, stop.
I'm going. Do you guys know the show? Just the 10 of Us.
No.
I'm skipping that question.
Is it about my family?
Do you guys know the show, Mr. Belvedere?
John.
He sat on his balls. That's all. Anything? All right. I would ask him.
Is that the theme song? He sat on his balls.
Yeah.
Belvedere. All right. I'm skipping the Belvedere question as well because I feel like, whatever.
Steven, do you have 10 people in your family?
Yeah.
Wow. I knew that you had a good amount of siblings, but.
Yeah. 7 siblings, me, two parents,
Yeah. A lot. Some may call that a full house.
Heyo! Now those questions are coming up in a few.
It's just the 10 of us.
All right.
Fuck, you're right.
To win over Laura's heart in Family Matters, Steve Urkel must prevail in a rope climbing contest against an athletic braggart. What device does he invent to help him win?
Do we get the clues?
Yeah, I need some answers.
A motorized pogo stick, B, a jetpack. C, Air Urkels, a signature nerd shoe with jumping abilities.
Well, I don't care if it's right or not. I have a dream.
I don't even see how this would help with the rope, but I feel like I do remember this existing. Yeah.
All right, so we have C for Air Urkels. I'm sorry, yeah. The correct answer was jetpack.
That was the only one that made sense.
Yes. And then the jetpack was then used in all of his crossover episodes in where he went to Step by Step. He flew through the roof of the house to hang out with Mark in his jetpack. And he also was on another show, but I can't remember now what it was. But he also used a jetpack to get there. Okay, so that was those were zeros. All right. Next question. I'm skipping 19 because I don't know, I don't want to do it. 20, during an episode of Step by Step, Carol mistakenly washes one of Al's blood-soaked sports jerseys right before a game. How does she suggest correcting the problem to Al?
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to take the clues.
Okay. Use food dye to restain it. Have Al put on dark makeup to give the appearance of black eyes. Dark. Hope that Mark gets a nosebleed.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I kind of gave that one away.
You know, I actually wasn't allowed to watch Step by Step. I think
a bit too risque, in my opinion. What's that?
I think because it featured two broken families. Which so did the Brady Bunch, but the Brady Bunch was very like
it's so wholesome. Everyone loves the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. Step by Step is pretty like not wholesome.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's. I loved Step by. I still think Step by Step's hilarious. But anyway, you guys have.
I did always watch it up until the theme song. Yeah.
I wrote down a wrong answer because it wasn't one of the things. I wrote down ketchup.
Oh, that's because John has a long-standing feud with a certain ketchup sock guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And you put C. Hope Mark gets blood on it.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Fuck.
Mark was the nerdy idiot who would get bloody noses.
I think Steven just tied it up.
Yes, he did. Ooh. Tied game. Should we just go right to my two non-multiple choice ones as the deal breakers? Let me see if I have any other great questions in here.
Any other great questions?
I'm going to toot my own horn as much as possible.
You didn't make up these questions. You found them on other trivia games.
Yeah, I know. But I'm doing a great job hosting. So
you compile them. I'm not saying you didn't compile them, but
do you guys just off the top of your head, do you guys know the name? This is not a question. I just
okay. Yeah.
Do you guys know the name of Uncle Jesse's nightclub in Full House?
His nightclub.
Velvet Underground. No, I don't.
No, I don't remember.
Smash Club.
Oh. I was hoping it was gonna be about his band.
Do you remember the college Corey Sean Topanga went to?
It was like Philadelphia State or something. No, I don't remember.
Sean?
No.
Pembroke.
Oh.
Again, these are not the I'm just kind of going through some of the ones that I thought would be like okay. And
we're with you.
That doesn't even count because they don't go to college until it switches networks or something, right?
No, they went to college on ABC.
Oh no, it ended on ABC. Never mind.
It ended on ABC. Yeah. There's just a lot of reruns on Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the famous baby dinosaur quote?
Not the mama.
Not the mama, right. Yeah. I thought it was knock the mama. I always thought it was knock the mama.
No, because he loved his mom and he hated his dad. He beat his dad up.
He would beat his dad.
Not his mom. That'd be weird.
Okay.
It'd be not less comical to beat his mom.
Yeah.
So I have two last questions that they're not the two final questions, but they're just two multiple choice questions. Okay. I'm just curious if you guys knew them because I did not know one of these. The other one, I'm curious if you'll know. But anyway, what is the Spellman family secret from Sabrina?
The Spellman family secret?
Yeah. Did you guys ever hear of this?
Yeah, they alluded to it all the time, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, apparently it was a whole arc of the whole season. I had no idea. Yeah,
it was. I remember this, but I don't remember.
So I'll multiple choice them, Steven. Every member of the family will live forever. Every member of the Spellman family has a twin. If a family member has a broken heart, they will turn to stone.
Oh, I think it's the stone.
John, you wrote an answer down?
I wrote twin down.
It is twin. Yeah. I never.
Wow, Steven.
That's my family secret too.
Yeah. There, apparently, like the twins show up all the time too, and I never heard that. And then
there was a storyline where after she broke up, she was afraid. Like after Harvey dumped her, she was afraid she was going to turn to stone.
Maybe.
Maybe it's something else, but
it's not the Spellman family secret that she was working on all those clues with that you mentioned. Okay. And then I don't know if you guys remember this. I was bummed I didn't find more questions about this show. I loved the show I'm about to ask you about. What was the Olsen twin follow-up show after Full House?
Oh, fuck. I watched it so much.
Oh,
I know what it is.
Oh, are we, all right. We'll do this one for real.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't need a point for it.
Oh, I was wrong. Two of a kind.
No, it might be two of a kind.
It's two of a kind.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. That makes sense. All Grown Up is the Rugrats one.
Yeah.
I put So Grown Up, but yeah, as soon as you put two of a kind, you were so right.
All right. So that, okay. We are now down to the non-multiple choice questions.
All right. Here we go.
What famous sitcom trope? Also, these are my questions, so they could be awful. What
this
famous sitcom trope happened in at least two TGIF shows? Yeah, what is the trope?
What? There'd be so many things.
And I'll mention the shows. The trope happened in Family Matters and in Step by Step. Twice.
Is that it? There's no clue? I mean, there's no like context, because like John said, like there's probably a million tropes that.
Yeah.
These are kind of like famousy one. This is like a famousy one. It's like it gets brought up a lot in terms of sitcom bullshit that happens.
Someone gets involved with drugs. Oh, sorry. This is a.
Yeah, but like.
I'm trying to think of how to say it without giving the answer away. In Family Matters, it happens in the first season. And then in Step by Step, it happens in like halfway through the show, about season 5. And then again in the final season. And specifically happens to the family members of this show or of those two shows.
I don't know. I wrote something down, but I wrote like four things down and crossed three of them out.
Do we have to write two down?
You just have to name the trope.
Oh, it's just one.
Yeah, it's just a trope. Yeah.
Okay.
Car accident. Lose a job. No, I was looking for family members just disappear. They just get written off the show for like.
That's not a trope.
Yeah, that happens all the time. That's definitely
a trope. But that's not a trope. A trope is like. Like there's a drug episode or like a someone just disappearing. I don't think is a trope. I think it's just like a miscue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not that I would have guessed it anyway. I don't know.
All right. So another kind of thing.
I feel like there was a lot of people who just disappeared from Family Matters though.
Or at least Judy, the sister, she goes upstairs to her room and never comes down.
That's insane.
And then it happened again to Cody. On Step by Step, and then it happened again on Step by Step with Brandon. He just did the third brother just gone. Sixth season just gone.
Weird.
Yeah. All right. Similar thing. A makeup question for that question. So similar kind of thing that I'm trying to describe is not a trope, but is a trope. I think happened in two shows. It happened with Step by Step, and it happened in Boy Meets World, also related to the family.
I would say this is a trope.
Okay.
But the other thing is not.
I will
explain why I think that.
Okay. So the shows are Boy Meets World and Step by Step.
So the same goofy thing happened to both of them?
the same goofy thing happened in both of them. I think that's about all I can say without giving it away.
When can we get time frames, at least for
Boy Meets World? So in Boy Meets World, it happened from, like, I think seasons 2 to 3, or maybe it was 3 to 4. I think it was two to three.
I think it was 2 to 3.
And then in the Step by Step, it was season 5. It was the second to last season into the final season, which I think is 5 to 6, but it could be 6 to 7. But it's definitively what the last, the second to last into the last.
Penultimate into the ultimate.
Yeah.
Let me just guess
something. No, do your thing. I mean, hey, what's the score right now?
Well,
Steven up by one?
Steven's up by one, yeah.
Okay. So this is either going to be, who knows? Could tie it up?
I have a tiebreaker.
I mean, I guess I could give like a multiple choice if you want it, Steven.
No.
Okay. All right, what do we have?
I don't know if you can read mine. Oh, add character. Oh, I put
add a sibling.
I put two rivals start dating because I wasn't thinking. But, oh, yeah, the little sister just appears in Boy Meets World, doesn't she?
So what I was trying to get at in that question was they age like 6 years in the course of a season.
Oh, gotcha.
Or in between a season. They go from being a baby to – like
Morgan does that in Boy Meets
World. And Morgan goes from being a 5-year-old to like a 12, you know, a 12 or 13-year-old. And Lily goes from being a baby, at, you know, when she's born to literally the next season she's like 6.
Well, neither of us got it. Steven wins.
Woo.
Okay, wait. One. So this is not a trope question. This is my final. This is the final question. I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I believe in you both.
Okay.
So. During the 1990-91 season of TGIF, all 4 Friday comedies were produced by the same company. Perfect Strangers, Full House, Family Matters, and the short-lived Going Places. What is that production company?
Wow.
And I only feel confident asking this. I do not feel this is inside baseball, is because they say this at the end of every single show.
Okay, I'm
wrong. Because I do kind of remember something at the end of each show, but.
Is it Miller Boyette Production?
Oh, damn. It's not Carsey Werner?
It's not the Weinstein Company?
No. Fuck. So, Steven.
Steven wins.
Win by one. That was great. That was very fun.
You know what? Remember like the 97 season of TGIF? Or maybe like 90s. It was one of the last couple seasons of ABC's TGIF. They introduced like new shows.
Yeah, so back.
I kind of liked them, even though they were hated.
What were they though?
Guardian Angel.
You Wish and Teen Angel.
Yeah, I remember both of those.
That was before, and then the next year, I think both of those got canceled, and they brought back the Olsen Twins for Two of a Kind.
Yep, and that show killed. I remember that show killing, but it also only lasted a season.
People love the Olsen Twins, man. They were huge then. They're huge.
Yeah, I really liked that show because that had like the dad and the babysitter who lived in the basement. I don't know. They were very. It was all very funny. I liked that. I remember laughing a lot at that show.
You Wish was just a I Dream a Genie ripoff, except for the genie was a guy and the guy was a family.
Right. Yeah. He looked like Yanni.
Yeah, he looked kind of like Weird Al and Yanni mixed together.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And the one episode of that show that I'll never forget was. The youngest son wished for Christmas every day, and they were aware of it. It wasn't like they got and so like he ended up with like 20 bikes, and he was super pissed off, and it was like, you know, this is Groundhog Day situation for Christmas.
Yeah, and they hated the carolers, I think.
Yeah. By the end, they're just like, I fucking hate Christmas. Weird premise.
Yeah, weird show. I think he came in a carpet, not a lamp. Like he was rolled up at a carpet store. Or
something. Oh my god! Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, terrible, but
no, I feel like I was entertained a lot by it, however old I was in 97. And Teen Angel, I thought was funny.
Yeah, he looked like every 90s, like the angel looked like such like a pinnacle 90s guy, yeah, like a with Freddie like Prinze Jr. kind of look.
Yeah, the like the heavily gelled hair.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been Freddie Prinze Jr. for all I know. He looked, but
definitely like, was not.
Yeah, but otherwise, I have.
It would have lasted more than one season.
Oh, but you know who did come back for that show? Marsha Brady. That was her big. That was her big TV comeback.
Florence? No, I don't remember.
I may not remember her name, but cool.
Well, Steven, nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks,
sorry,
Justin.
My questions bombed at the end. I was really proud of those last two. I thought they were hard ones, but
they were hard.
Hard and like obscure.
But I think like, I didn't ask them right. I didn't ask.
No, it's okay. You know, I think it was fun.
All righty. Anything that anyone want to talk about? Anything anyone want to talk about?
Did you watch TGIF every week?
I did.
Nice.
I pretty much did. I think so. Did you?
Yeah. Did you watch it? Did you continue? I feel like it kind of ended on ABC after like Sabrina left ABC and Boy Meets World ended. And then it continued on like WB bought Sabrina and then started like, I think they also brought, oh yeah, they had already purchased Sister Sister. So Sister Sister had switched networks before TGIF was over.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so then Sabrina went to WB, and so they kind of had their own version. But I don't think it had a name or anything. It was just a lot of the shows.
Yeah, it was like, and a lot of those shows moved to Sunday night, if I recall. Because I feel like...
For a while they lasted on Fridays, though. And then I think that's where, like, Reba came in.
Yeah.
Reba.
I remember I watched all these shows with my parents on Friday nights because, like, I was young enough to, like, not... I don't know, like not be alone, like you spent Friday with your mom and dad. Like that's what I did. And then it, ultimately when it gets to the point where like I could spend Fridays playing video games with like myself or my friends, I didn't watch TGIF anymore. And I don't really remember when I stopped. It's just like, I assumed I could do other things on a Friday night.
Yeah. I never really played video games on a Friday night because of having a lot of siblings. Video games are kind of, you know, like it's just you.
Right.
Selfish to play on the TV, so we would just kept watching. And it was like the only weeknight we were allowed to watch TV, so
that's crazy. It's very interesting. I was raised on television,
yeah, terrible.
Too
much TV,
yeah, but that's why we have a podcast now, so it's all good.
Yep, we're shining, you know. I used to, you know, would be watching TGIF with my parents, and then all of a sudden I hit puberty, and I just would go into my bedroom and shut the door and watch probably the same exact shows, but without them.
Without them.
Right, yeah, had to be independent.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I get that's it, right? Check us out on social media, The Hold Up Podcast, everywhere except Twitter. We're The Hold Up Cast. Justin mentioned earlier, we got a Patreon. Patreon, Patreon, in case you don't know what that word is, because it's not really a real word. The Hold Up Podcast. And yeah, you can give us a phone call, 236-5170. Oh, the area code, 401, 236-5170. Justin, what did I miss?
I think that's everything.
Oh, cool. That was our plugs. Steven, you have anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Fuck Donald Trump.
Hell yeah. Amen. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Except for Carl, I guess, from Family Matters, but still him.
I know.
That's
yeah,
it.
It's no, you know what? You're right. Leave it on that. all right. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.